WTCH.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you weren't referring to me as the mouldy old dough.
No, I was hoping you weren't listening. And we got... It's a nice story.
Oh,
it's a nice story. The fellow who plays the piano with the group decided to let his mum play the piano and the record went to number one.
Oh, fantastic.
By the way, I wanted to tell you, my wife said last night, take me in your arms and whisper something soft and sweet, and I said chocolate fudge.
What? Oh, dear.
Took you a little while to laugh at that. Mm.
Oh, dear.
Now, I believe that you are going to be out at, where are you going to be, at Peters of Kensington?
Yes, Saturday week, October the 26th, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. I'm going to be doing lots of ideas for Christmas, little nibbly sort of things, but really lovely, tasty, with a green and white, a green and red theme for Christmas, with a little bit of white thrown in there as well. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Peters of Kensington, October 26th and November the 16th.
Okay, that's lovely. Now, Adam, what's his name, Zumbo?
Adriano Zumbo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'd had a lot of success with macaroons, didn't he?
Oh, major success and ongoing.
Well, now, I used this story the other day and I said I wanted to talk to you about it. The woman in Bloomsbury in London, Bea, B-E-A, she's been making what she calls duffins for 2 years. It's a sort of a combination of a donut and a muffin.
And, I have heard of those.
And she's done nothing about it. And now the damn Starbucks people have not only come up with a similar recipe, but they've called it
a duff and they've trademarked the name.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I'd be furious if I were her. Because apparently she says that she published the recipe in her cookbook a couple of years ago. And she even mentions that Nigella Lawson had a similar one in one of her cookbooks years before that, but Starbucks sort of are claiming that they'd never heard of them and it was all their idea, etc. And now they've gone and trademarked the name, and of course she's furious. Actually, it reminds me of the case a few years ago here in Australia with the name granola, and Sanitarium said that they had the trademark rights for that, but there were a couple of lawyers down there on that post to the west of Melbourne. The coastal, those lovely sandstone things come out of the sea. They actually won a case against Sanitarium so that people can now use the granola name and not get sued by Sanitarium for using it.
That's great.
It's obviously becoming quite a tricky area.
Now, I believe that you have found a restaurant you want to tell us about.
Oh, look, I was invited to this gorgeous restaurant down at Sarul. Sarul's about an hour's drive south of Sydney. I haven't been down that way for quite a few years and I'd forgotten how lovely it is down there. Fortunately, I was able to stay with a friend at Colcliffe and then we took the Grand Pacific Drive, you know, that lovely sweeping drive out sort of over the sea.
Very dramatic, yes.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And drove down to Thoreau because if you go for Friday or Saturday night dinner, I think you really do need to stay overnight. It's a bit of a drive back because they're offering a 7-course degustation menu, which is absolutely beautiful. The chef there is actually originally Turkish. He used to work at a Fendi in Balmain. His name is Aman Uz, and he's doing a really beautiful job. I know a 7-course degustation sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
But
really, all the dishes were sort of so light and so refined. We started with Clive River oysters with white balsamic vinegar and pink shallots, and there was a beautiful barramundi dish with okra curry and coriander and a bit of chilli, and there was also a venison and a scallop which was served with blood pudding, which I just loved. Absolutely delicious. Have you ever tried blood pudding?
I think so.
Mm. This was really, really divine, and there was a quail egg with it and some scallions thrown in as well. So down there on the beach at Thoreau, it's a really lovely, sort of understated, sophisticated restaurant. It's almost like being in your own beach house. They've done a really lovely job. It's been done up in the last 6 months or so. And as I said, the food is delicious. Now, it is open Friday and Saturday evenings now, and you can have the 7-course degustation with matching wines, quite a few from the local area, Crooked River wines and some from the Southern Highlands. But you can also go for lunch Wednesday to Sunday from 12 p.m. So if you don't want to worry about driving back at night, that would be a good alternative. So, yeah, it's difficult to find, you know, sophisticated yet casual restaurants along the coastline in Australia, and this really is one of them.
And it's called Flanagan's.
Flanagan's Dining Room at Thurl, yeah. And I've got a recipe from the chef. It's one of his signature dishes for Bonito. Now, Bonito is a tuna-like fish, and he's marinated it in balsamic vinegar and olive oil and quite a lot of herbs, and then you grill it so it becomes crispy-skinned and serve it with a lovely cress and radish salad.
We shall talk to you next week.
And oh, we're on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au.
Here's some mouldy old dough.
Okay.